And this leads to like a whole, you know, I don't want to sound too science fiction-y, but like there will be humans on the internet who don't actually exist. I mean, that's what bots are, essentially. But they can actually be personas, and they can live places, and they can have faces, and they can get on Zoom with you, right? I think of the exploitation, particularly of the elderly, that has begun. I don't know if anybody's heard about this. Just recently, they've found out that people are getting very short snippets of somebody, like somebody's son's voice, and then using a deepfake to create that voice and call somebody and target them and say, "Mom, I gotta have, you know, $1,000, I'm in jail in Texas," right? And it's incredibly convincing, right? And these, don't kid yourself, this is organized crime. This is straight up organized crime, right? And one of the things we've learned in cybersecurity is if there's money to be made, people will do it. Because there are people for whom ethics doesn't even enter the picture. And it has always been thus. There's nothing new there. It's the tooling is incredibly challenging. And so, I don't want to sound too much of a downer, but I feel like we're at this incredible nexus point in the evolution of our society. And we hear about how I don't have to write my own reports, and how I can make my photo that I'm a terrible photographer, ask my wife, and make it look perfect, and all of the other, you know, things that make our lives better. Some of the incredible things that I've seen, turns out loneliness is the number one killer in the United States, and actually chatbots are incredibly, incredibly effective at actually making people's lives better. And it doesn't matter that they are not real people. It's the human interaction. It's that interaction which fundamentally alters lives. And so I'm not saying that AI doesn't have all of those benefits. I just feel like we're so in the hype curve that we're not asking ourselves these tough questions. Where's the line? How right does it have to be? How much do you want to put out there that somebody can actually exploit? And then fundamentally, how do we actually manage the fruits of that AI? All of this content, all of this stuff that it's generating can be used for good or ill. And we don't really have a society of figuring out which is which. And unless we have that conversation, we're gonna be in a world of hurt over the next 10 years. Now, one of the great things about being a human being is if we're self-correcting, right? This is what our society does. So we see a problem, we fix it. And I mean we, all of us. And that's what gives me great hope. I'm not really worried that we're going to end up in some sort of dystopian novel. What I'm worried about is it's going to take us too long and too many people are going to get hurt before we realize what we have to do. We have real work as a society, as a species, as a government, as a legislation, as courts. We have a lot of work to do right now that we're not doing. And that's where your advocacy comes in. It's really incredibly important that as you encounter these things, as your bank creates a new something for you, ask them why. Ask them what data it actually has access to, right? Ask them, hey, are you using my data to help somebody else? And if that doesn't feel comfortable, you say, no, 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 right? These are important questions to ask as a society. And I think as we normalize the use of our data and the use of our time and our eyeballs, you know, online and all of those other things, the community, the AI community, the people that are building these amazing products, doing incredible science, doing incredible engineering, will begin to say, okay, there are societal norms and requirements for us to get the benefits of this as a society. And ultimately, we just have to act. I feel we're in a little bit of the Cinderella at the ball moment where we're midnight's coming, right? And I'm not suggesting that planes are going to fall from the skies and things like that, but people will be hurt. There will have to be some 13-year-old girls who are harmed. There will be conversations that are going to be tough about what is okay with technology. And we're just not having it right now. But I'll end by saying that I have great hope. You know, organizations like the University of Wisconsin are committed to this, as the larger technical community is largely in this boat. They know we need the will of the people to do what we need to do. So with that, I'll say thank you and take questions.